Support for WAMC comes from First Presbyterian Church, Albany by Washington Park. 250 years of history, mission, and faith. Working to help you start your spiritual journey this Sunday. FirstPresAlbany.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. There will be a seventh game in the National League Championship Series tonight. Ryan Vogelsong worked seven outstanding innings, and Marco Scudero sparked a pair of early rallies as the Giants thumped the Cardinals 6-1 in San Francisco. Tonight's winner will host the Detroit Tigers for Game 1 of the World Series on Wednesday. The Red Sox have hired John Farrell away from the Blue Jays to be their new manager. Farrell had been the Jays' skipper the past two seasons, posting a 154-170 record with two fourth-place finishes. In the NFL, it was a mixed bag this week, beginning in New York, where Eli Manning hit Victor Cruz for a 77-yard touchdown pass with 73 seconds left on the clock as the Giants defeated the Redskins 27-23 to improve to 5-2. In Foxborough, the Patriots and Jets traded rallies and made use of the new modified sudden death rules in regular season play before the battle for first place in the AFC East was decided. Steven Gostkowski drilled a 48-yard field goal 3 minutes and 58 seconds into overtime before Mark Sanchez fumbled with 7:28 left on the clock to secure the Patriots' 29-26 win over the Jets. In Buffalo, Matt Hasselbeck engineered the 22nd fourth-quarter comeback of his NFL career and second in as many weeks, lifting the Tennessee Titans to a 35-34 win over Buffalo on the Bills' home field. And finally this morning, cycling's governing body has decided to ratify Lance Armstrong's lifetime ban and loss of his 7 Tour de France titles, as ordered by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. The UCI made the announcement in a press conference this morning. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.